For Spoleta Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn. This is the 15th anniversary season of 2B Theatre Company from Nova Scotia and their Spoleto debut with When It Rains. Writer and director Anthony Black is our guest this morning. Welcome, Anthony.
Good morning.
When It Rains has been described as a live-action existential graphic novel. Can you unpack what a live-action graphic novel means?
Sure. I mean, that's a bit of a deliberate mouthful. It's for humorous effect. But the reason that we call it a graphic novel, the production is lit with just one projector. That's a front projector, and the actors perform against this large black wall onto which silhouettes of furniture and different scenographic environments are projected, but the projector is also lighting the actors. So it gives it this really, I call it theater in low relief. It's like a really planar composition, so that it's like we're always performing within this rectangular frame. And we carve out space in light through different shapes, rectangles, circles, that give it the look of a graphic novel. We didn't set out to create a live-action graphic novel, but we started noticing that it took on some of those aesthetics. And because graphic novels can be about anything these days, we decided to go further in that direction. The design of the show is very spare and very elegant.
Theater is always about illusion. I think you've taken visual illusion to a whole new level. Can you just take back the curtain and let us in on one secret that we'll see in the show?
Sure. I mean, we have a number of, as you say, we have a number of illusions, and consistent with the design approach, they're more simple than anything. We do have a scene that is, the audience gets to view the scene as though they're on the ceiling. So it's a bird's eye view of the scene. And there's two characters who are in bed having a kind of an awful night. They've been through something really terrible, and they're just not talking to each other. And we see them in bed, and we see this forced perspective rain through the window that's on beside them. Now, how do we do that? It's all through delineations of walls, you know, in forced perspective, and to pull back the curtain a little bit. It's very simple. We're just standing on chairs holding a blanket up to our necks. And what's really been wonderful to discover with this production is that having that moment of, wow, how did they do that, or how did they come up with that, it happens at the same time as these extremely dramatic moments, and that the two things can coexist in the same moment for the audience, that the how'd they do that factor doesn't wash out their experience of the narrative, which I was very surprised to discover. I just thought we couldn't possibly do something as theatrical in this moment, but gosh, it has worked a treat.
Anthony Black is the writer and director of When It Rains, and he's our guest this morning on Spoleta Today. Anthony, you play Alan, one of the four characters. Who is he, and who are the other three?
Alan is an actuary who's now turned into an investment banker. Now, my dad was an actuary, so I know something about actuaries. The joke about actuaries is that actuaries are accountants who didn't quite have the personality to make it as an accountant. But they're real numbers people, and Alan is one such real numbers guy. There's a line that he says in the play that actually I took from my dad. He says, you know, actuaries believe in two things. They believe in probabilities, and they believe in randomness. Meanwhile, his sister, Anna, kind of flits from one idea, one job aspiration or career aspiration to another, and one faith system to another. There's reference that she used to want to be a nun, and now she's doing all kinds of yoga, and she's really into this Eastern spiritualism. And Alan pokes and prods her for basically running from her own unhappiness. Meanwhile, he's living a pretty charmed life. And so a series of unfortunate things befall him. And the question is whether his faith as such is shaken. So the other two characters, so there's the brother and sister, Alan and Anna, and they each have a spouse. Alan's wife, Sybil, she's a kindergarten teacher who studied criminology, and she's pregnant for the first time. She's been trying for years to get pregnant. And beyond that, there's Louis, who is Anna's husband, and he's a French philosophy professor who's come over to Canada, and he's teaching in the local university, and they had met when they were kids, and they just kind of run into each other by accident. Now he's living in the town, and so they get married, and they're deeply and desperately unhappy. But you get the sense that they are kind of the authors of their own unhappiness. So we have this counterpoint of a couple who is very happy and to whom really bad things happen that have nothing to do with anything that they've caused. And Anna and Louis, who are really, really the authors of their own unhappiness. They've created their own misery in which they wallow.
Our guest has been Anthony Black, part of the 2B Theater Company, making their Spoleto debut this week. Thank you, Anthony, and welcome to Charleston.
Thanks very much.
When It Rains will continue through Saturday, June 6th, on the stage of the Emmett Robinson Theater at the College of Charleston. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.